when you are estranged from happiness, and happiness can be what you shatter just by turning up or speaking up. So much else is revealed. And so we might be there, listening to the happy hum of family life. You might be having conversations where only certain things are brought up. Someone says something problematic. If you find something problematic, you have a problem. If you find something problematic, you become a problem. So you respond quietly, perhaps. You might be speaking quietly, or you might be getting wound up. Recognizing the frustration that you are being wound up by someone who is winding you up. Being wound up, you become tighter and tighter. The more you're provoked, tighter, tighter, tighter still. Gasp. There is no air left until snap. Provocation can be performed quietly, or maybe provocation is not heard as provocation because what has been said is consistent with an expectation. But you can hear the snap in her voice, sharp, brittle, loud. Perhaps it's like the volume has suddenly been turned off, as if for no reason, the quietness that surrounds her ceases when she speaks, her voice cutting the atmosphere like a knife, registering as the loss of something, a nicer atmosphere, a gentler mood.
Who are you, and where are you now? What do you want? You are middle-aged. Your hair is still dark, but other parts are graying. You are sitting in a small room, a souterrain, in Copenhagen. You often sit alone in this small room. It has an overwhelming dampness. You've been told it's necessary to meet others. You know the importance of relations, so you talk sometimes. As a visual artist, you know the importance of showing, so you show sometimes. Although to show doesn't necessarily mean the same as being seen. But right now, you sit alone. You read a text from 1969 by a woman who dared to critique a place where she was only a visitor. What a gall. You would love to have her guts. You love her brains. She ended her letter with a prescription. Sweden needs a revolution. You think about how that could be. You think about where and how that could start. You think about what you could do. You think about what it is that you could want.
Radical Empathy, a continuous score, Act 10. The Mixtapes is a 60-minute public sonic action brought to you by PDA.
To whom it may concern, I submitted my application for Swedish citizenship 3 years ago, and have been waiting for an answer from the Migration Board since. Before the submission, I lived in Sweden for 5 years with my Danish partner on a family reunification visa. I do understand that there are many people in my position, and many who have been waiting for a much, much longer time. These waiting times are totally inhumane. Please tell me how I can get any information about my case. Simply knowing where it is in the process would be helpful during this time of waiting. Thank you.
Icke, son, icke. Nej, nej, nej.
Dear sir,
madam,
thank you for your email.
Thank you for your email.
Estimated processing time for Swedish citizenship is now 38
months.
The processing time is calculated from the day that the application is submitted to the migration agency and until a decision is made on the matter. The waiting time is non-specific and only refers to how long it has taken for people with similar applications to receive decisions over the past 3 months. Please note that it is not a promise that you will receive a decision within the given time, but an approximation. It is not possible to state exactly how long your case will take. Best regards.
Best regards.
Swedish Migration
Agency.
This public sonic action is brought to you by PDA in collaboration with WTF, Waiting Time Facilitation, supported by the Swedish Migration Board. WTF is a state service that provides support for you who are seeking asylum, applying for visa, residency, or citizenship in Sweden. As you will be waiting approximately 6 months to 6 years for an answer, we will help you in a correct and sustainable practice of patience. It is important for the Swedish society that you maintain a positive attitude during the waiting time. In order to facilitate that, we offer a range of courses, including Swedish for Immigrants, Swedish Norms and Values, Swedish and Social Orientation, Choir and Swedish Training, Guidance for Active Leisure, Digital Skills, Human Rights Abroad, A Consumer's Guide to Swedish Brands, Foraging and Fermentation, Wine Tasting for Beginners, Experimental Watercolor, Friendship Yoga, Survival Skills in Swedish Nature, Cooking with Pork and Other Local Ingredients, Landscape Photography, What is Democracy, Improv Performance Art, Entrepreneurship for All, Meditation for Mental Health. Check out our website, wtf.migrationboard.se, for many other courses that will facilitate your waiting time. Practice mindful patience in the Swedish way. Brought to you by Waiting Time Facilitation, supported by the Swedish Migration Board. Just try. You don't just begin, just look in the mirror. Just try.
Okay.
Make yourself look in the mirror and try.
Okay.
Just look and then just start laughing.
Spooky.
Nope.
Why does it sound so evil?
It sounds evil when it's without.
Okay. I was trying to make it not sound spooky. Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go. Try not to make it sound spooky.
Yeah.
It gets all deep.
It's evil, isn't it?
No. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. Are you planning your next summer bikepacking trip? Are you looking for a fun and fast way to keep fit? Or do you just simply think commuting to work with the power of your quads is better than with fossil fuels? Then a bicycle is something for you. Before purchasing your new bike, please make sure that you're buying a rideable rolling contraption driven by pedals and not the weapon of choice of the officials of a neo-fascist police state. When browsing your local bike shop or scrolling your internet bike supplier, please be aware of any markings of the kind TREK, Totalitarian Repression of Equality Clan. If this acronym is anywhere to be found on the object in front of you, please be advised that this is a weapon and not a bicycle. Let me repeat, a weapon and not a bicycle. And please move along to the next recreational vehicle instead, and don't forget to buy a helmet.
That's just so disturbing. So disturbing.
Is it disturbing because you're looking at me with the sound?
No, both.
Okay.
Try to do like your normal, that's like deeper.
But I think my laugh is just too weird to...
It's too loud.
It's too loud.
Detta samtal kan komma att spelas in i utbildningssyfte. Samtalet sparas i 30 dagar.
Let's look at the people living in the flat, and especially one girl who lived next door named Yunyang, who was the first love and also a first rejection. Love unrequited. She was from a healthy family with a mother who wasn't ill, and a father who could provide swift upward mobility because he was in the military. Korea was under a military dictatorship at the time. The layout of their flat was exactly the same as ours. There were snacks served on bone china plates. There were apples cut into the shape of rabbits and placed in circles that follow the rose-patterned plates. Her mother wasn't hospitalized and made sure we were given snacks during our playtime. Next to the apples were always little cartons of banana milk with tiny straws. We collected the straws and the milk cartons because they were perfect for making surgical tools that were needed to play doctor and patient. I was usually the surgeon and Yunyang the body that needed to be operated on. While she laid on a thin summer mattress, I would carefully lift up her shirt. The straws were tied at the end with rubber bands to make makeshift pincers. I would carefully lift the tool to pinch her nipples because our games always centered around breasts and nipples. Each surgery lasted 45 minutes and Yunyang would usually fall asleep from the banana milk anesthesia. I was a good anesthesiologist and a breast surgeon. Her birthday fell on the same day as mine, so her mother would make a cake for the both of us. There is a photograph where Yunyang is wearing a dress and I'm wearing a geometric Japanese children's clothing in the form of a triangular tent suit. I am wearing a crown and she is wearing a tiara, and we are both blowing out the candles on a chocolate frosted cake. The picture doesn't show that we were holding hands and that my leg was resting
Hi.
Above
Yeah, is it okay if we take this
table.
In English? Okay. So I've been, I've gotten a notice saying I should come in for a mammography, but I've actually had a double mastectomy, so I don't have breast in that way.
Nope.
But I'm just wondering, would there still be a reason to come in and still be checked, or is there simply no need?
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, uh-huh.
Yaha.
Okay,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 Well, so then I should just get my appointment canceled.
Okay.
Well, so then I should just get my appointment canceled.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so then I should
thank you so much.
Get my appointment canceled.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so then I should thank you so much. Get my appointment canceled.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, thank you, ma'am.
No, thank you.
This
is
the
song.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Ne, ne, ne.
No, thank you.
Ah, ne.
Nope.
No way. No. I'm fixing to.
Nope.
A killjoy registers as the loss of what others wish to retain. A killjoy can register as the loss of we, but of course a we can be performed by witnessing her snap. Look at her, look how she spins. It's important to note that you can be heard as snapping, as causing a loss of what we wish to retain, such that we becomes a retainer without even raising your voice. So for instance, if a woman of color talks about racism within feminist spaces, you can be heard as snapping, however you speak. A word can be snap. The word racism is heard as breaking something, a bond of whiteness, say. That fragile bond that somehow we know how has to be protected even by those who are not part of it. For bodies of color, turning up can be enough to bring racism up. This means that a body can be snap. You arrive and there is a sharp break with what came before.
If you were ever uncomfortable about a joke relating to your ethnicity, religion, gender, disability, or sexual orientation, but felt too vulnerable to confront the situation,
some people started take singing one step back. Not knowing what it was, and they continued
if you have an invisible illness or disability, take one step
this is
back.
The song that never
if you feel good about how your identified culture is portrayed by the media,
some
take
people
one step forward.
Started singing it, not knowing what it was.
If you are a white male,
singing it just
take one step
because
forward. Nay! If you have been profiled by someone else using
ends.
Stereotypes,
it goes on
take one step
on.
Back.
My friends.
If anyone in your household has ever suffered from mental illness,
and they continue
take one step
it
back.
Just because.
Have you ever changed your appearance, mannerism to fit in more? Take one step back. If you have attended college, take one step forward. Take a step forward if you own property or have owned property. Snap is often used to indicate a sudden break or a quick movement. Snap can be used to refer to a sharp sound. Say you hear the sound of a twig snapping. You might not have noticed the twig before. You might have not noticed the pressure on the twig, how it was bent. But when it snaps, it catches your attention. You might hear the snap as the start of something. A snap is only the start of something because of what you did not notice, the pressure on the twig. You might hear someone when she shouts because she shouts. At the moment, a voice can break through over the sound of everything else. It does not mean she starts off by shouting.
Shh! Keep it down! You can yell now! What? Why? He was just pausing. No. I don't think that break was long enough to be considered a pause.
Nay! Nix!
How long is the pause there? I don't know. It's hard to be inside.
Nay! Nix!
Okay. So who besides? How long someone has to be silent for it to be legally classified as a pause then? The speaker. The speaker has to decide when it's a pause. Because he's the one pausing.
We are noting
nay.
That the pause became the moment of dissent.
Nay.
The pause became the moment of dissent. A pattern formed. We are noting that the form became the moment of dissent.
Nay. Nay, nix. Nay.
The pause became the moment of descent, a pattern formed.
Nay.
We are noting that the pause became the moment of descent.
Nay. Nay.
Yesterday's to be out and to be a lesbian. Audre Lorde, who's a black lesbian feminist poet, writes about it extensively in her new book entitled Zami, A New Spelling of My Name. She talks about what it's like growing up in a West Indian household in Harlem and coming out in the 50s in Greenwich Village. Let's listen as she reads from her new book, Zami.
I remember how being young and black and gay and lonely felt. A lot of it was fine, feeling I had the truth and the light and the key, but a lot of it was purely hell. There were no mothers, no sisters, no heroes. We had to do it alone, like our sister Amazons, the riders on the loneliest outposts of the kingdom of Dahomey. We, young and black and fine and gay, sweated out our first heartbreaks with no school nor office chums to share that confidence over lunch hour. Just as there were no rings to make tangible the reason for our happy secret smiles, there were no names nor reasons given or shared for the tears that messed up the lab reports or the library bills. We were good listeners and never asked for double dates, but didn't we know the rules? Why did we always seem to think that friendships between women were important enough to care about? Always, we moved in a necessary remoteness that made, "What did you do this weekend?" seem like an impertinent question. We discovered and explored our attention to women alone, sometimes in secret, sometimes in defiance, sometimes in little pockets that almost touched. Why are those little black girls always either whispering together or fighting? But always alone, against a greater aloneness. We did it cold turkey, and although it resulted in some pretty imaginative, tough women when we survived, too many of us did not survive at all.
Well, I guess I'm a very biased listener because I am such a fan of Audre Lorde. It makes me want to cry. It's very, like, moving.
I totally cried.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry again just thinking about it. Yeah, it's so good.
I remember Muff, who sat on the same seat in the same dark corner of the pony stable bar, drinking the same gin year after year. One day she slipped off onto the floor and died of a stroke right there between the stools. We found out later her real name was Josephine.
We work too hard. We're too tired to fall in love. Therefore, we must overthrow the government. We work too hard. We're too tired to overthrow the government. Therefore, we must fall in love.
Liberté, égalité, et fraternité for animated beings. On behalf of Pepe the Frog, whose identity was stolen and had to die. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA, in collaboration with Monkey Machine Film. This is Enola Bogogne, the director of Krapstadt Feminist Institute. Allo, I speak to you on behalf of many animated characters that we do not appreciate our identities being co-opted by humans, especially to serve idiotic opinions. It is true that it is usually a human or human teams that are our originators. However, we belong to that specific world and do not appreciate being decontextualized. Take Pepe the Frog. He had to be killed by Matt Fury, the comic artist that created Pepe, because of the kidnapping by the American white supremacists. I want you listeners to know that just because an animated character is animated, it does not make us less sad or pained when we have to be prematurely killed from your world. Of course, we continue to exist in a parallel universe where you cannot come to visit us so easily. But it is still a travesty when we have to be killed off before our time. So, if you want to sleep well at night, leaving your subconscious in good conscience, leave us out of your memes and racism. Otherwise, be aware of the revenge of the animated character.
Like, the way to the Nordic heart is through the butt, then, I mean, we have a lot of poop happening in our mixtapes. That's kind of great.
Yeah. It is one of the most important things in life.
A few years later, I'm sitting in front of over 40 classmates, and it's my turn to show new work as part of our group critique session. I'm anxious. It feels risky. It is risky, but it's important. I have to take the chance. I can do this. I take a deep breath, and I say to the class, just to let you know, in advance, some of you might find this to be a bit graphic. And then I press play. I'm standing against a black backdrop with no shirt on. I pick up a roll of duct tape that's beside me and I tear off a long strip. I start by anchoring the strip in the center of my chest. Then I continue to compress the breast down and slightly under my armpit. I try to make this as tight as possible before moving on to the other side to lock it down as well. Once I'm satisfied with my flat chest, I gently pull the two pieces of tape off and I drop them to the floor. Then I tear off another strip of tape from the roll and I begin the binding ritual again. I fast forward the video a few times so people can see that I repeat this action for about an hour and a half. When the video stops, there is complete silence. That cringy, awkward kind of silence that's paired with what I read from my classmates as a refusal to make eye contact. I mean, are they disgusted by me? Are they confused? Maybe they simply need time to figure out what to say. The silence is chipping away at my confidence, and the adrenaline I feel is flooding my capillaries with blood as an involuntary blush paints me red. I think someone finally pities me and offers the only relief I guess they can. They ask, "Is this performance art?" This lifeline of a question, well, it takes me off guard. It seems so mundane, but I'm desperate to say anything that could help ease the tension in this moment. The discomfort. Or, is it growing exhilaration that I feel in realizing that I've just revealed something about myself that I can't and don't want to take back leads me to answer,
"What is radical empathy?"
It might be.
Radical empathy, it disrupts entitlement. It's about reviewing internalized stories and the expectation to be treated in different ways.
I do recognize you and this journey we've been on together for so long.
It's a disruption that excites us.
You make it sound like if only I'd done something more, then it would somehow be easier for you now.
It's something unruly and out of control.
I know you so often refer to that idea of queer temporalities.
Disrupting who I am and how I know who I am.
You talk about how time is non-linear.
It's not about feeling what someone else feels.
And how queers have to resist those normative and quite boring expectations.
But being open to imagine other perspectives and experiences.
But it seems like now you're asking for that beginning and middle and end again to your own process.
It's the power of imagination that pushes us.
Like life is a pile of dirty laundry that you simply sort out, toss into the machine, and pull them out all fresh and smelling nice.
It's bodies assembling together, the spaces in between, over and around us.
You know what? It's time to practice what you preach.
It's the physical reality that daunts us. Radical empathy is being humble enough to recognize the difference between ideological discomfort and visceral terror.
We are doing the best we can to survive both the pain and the pleasure of this messiness.
It's the humility that challenges us.
We are right where we need to be. And the only place we can be in this moment.
It's about being comfortable dealing with the uncomfortable. And to deal with our beliefs not only as a theory, not only as an emotion, but as a code of conduct towards justice. It's the outrage towards injustice that motivates us.
Hello, I am Nola Bourgogne, and this is my feminist chanson. La 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 la. I was reading of my eco-feminist, mourning the mother nature, and along comes xenofeminism, and I've now got the xenofeminism blue. I've got the xenofeminism blue. I read the text, but I just don't understand, cause I've got the xenofeminism blues. In the chapter, there will you see Aussie's a word in vertigo. It is a word that rhymes with technological mediation. Cause I've got the sense of feminism blues. I've got the sense of feminism blues.
Make sure to leave traces or leave narratives that can then become part of the institutional memory.
Nay.
What else do we need to state? What else can we look at? What else can we push ourselves to embody as an institution? And how can we make this space, not necessarily a space of consensus, but to make and operate it as an agonistic space?
Nay.
What are then the levels of decolonization and diversity work that needs to happen?
Nay.
The mistakes or the failures, we don't need to continue with them. We can let them lie and we can let it even die, but it's not then to completely hide it or erase it, because one can always, if one can use that to not make the same mistakes, or if one can use that to learn from, one can then, it can help in the building of the continued work of doing arts education. What are the concrete working conditions to enable this work to happen? And so, if diversity and broader recruitment work is always a sideline, a work task that is given in addition to or on top of the existing workload, how then is an individual worker, whether it's an artist teacher or an administrator, to prioritize then that work? Should not then proper time remain under the radar? If we really put myself out there, why expose myself to different levels of institutional oppression and withdrawing? And to remain under the radar, because why put myself out there?
I've chosen then to expose myself, persist
in levels of feminist work within oppression and fatigue. And in doing that, and I haven't drawn on what some of the important teachers and artists I have had that were able to give me a sense of understanding and of myself and entitlement, so that as a person of color, the places of the in the university and in the art and in culture, that these are rooms that I am able to occupy, and that these are the spaces that I am able to have the dialogue.
Pack rain boots, rain clothes, hiking boots, tennis shoes, house socks, house slippers, comfy pants, hoodies, underlayers including long johns and long sleeve shirts, vitamins, painkillers, hydration tablets, shampoo, conditioner, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, the chargers for the toothbrushes, mask, thermometer, linens, including sheets, towels, and extra kitchen towels, work and play items, the wingspan game, the medium kite.
Questionable questions.
Yoga mat.
This Public Sonic call for action is brought to you by
roll,
PDA.
Balls.
The
bands,
National Center for Transgender Equality
for
understands
pleasure,
if someone has never met
work,
a transgender person
including
before.
MC and Lou
they might
Project
naturally
books,
be quite curious and have questions for
MC
them.
MC drawing stuff.
They do know, however,
pens, pencils,
that there are many questions
paper,
that require a pause
first aid
before
kit,
asking of a trans person.
Hiking backpack.
Test out the pause and ask yourself.
Thermos.
Why do I want to know this information?
Rocco stuff, including
test out the pulse.
His seatbelt.
And ask yourself.
His food.
Why do I want to know
his medication, along with the SIVO mix and fish oil. His food ball, food ring, a roll of poop bags. His emergency stomach medication. The extra long leash. The extra harness. The probacteria, in case the stomach gets upset, hiking water bowl, extra towels, blanket for the car, Lou's special items, back pillow, medication for hot flashes, the fan, MC special items, testosterone, pills, DK bank cards, hard drive, book of recipes, food, including the homemade gluck, Mozart balls, herb mixes, bouillon, couscous, rice, noodles, the frozen cranberry salad, dried mushrooms, including the chicken of the woods and the dried mushrooms that Rose gave me, the falafel mix, English tea breakfast, and assorted herbal teas, homemade jams, veggie sausage, veggie R, saffron cheese, nupan supa, chestnuts, a little powdered milk, yeast flakes, a nice whiskey, tea lights, black-eyed peas, cornbread for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, raisin lemon to make, eggnog, bibimbap, crumpets, the nut and mushroom loaf, Lucy Bula, to do, clean the fish tank, fertilize plants, cut Rocco's nails, moisturize Rocco's paws, cut my hair, cut Lou's hair, sort and print out photos to bring for project work, clean off computer, find the movies, find music.
Voting. You know, we've had anecdotal reports of really steady turnout. This is not a sleepy runoff. And on top of early voting, we've got over 1.2 million absentee ballots requested or requested. Many votes have forecasted or requested.
I am hooked on those gorgeous, gender-bending bodies, their confidence, and even the gnawing jealousy I feel in their transgressive presence. I both want them, and I want to be them. My name is Mary, I'm 22, and I'm a drag king show addict. I use my impending MFA final exhibition as an excuse to return time and time again to photograph the DC Kings. And, well, as an alibi to dress in drag. I do see the irony that I only have to open my own closet door to find the right outfit. But then there's the skill to sculpt a flat chest and apply facial hair that I need to work on. I'm spending hours experimenting with the walrus, horseshoe, scruffy goat, a ducktail beard, a power beard, the pencil mustache, the chin curtain, a 5 o'clock shadow, mutton chops, a soul patch, the Zappa, the Van Dyke, the chevron, the paintbrush, the handlebar, a petite handlebar, the chin puff, and my current favorite, the classic goatee. I suspect that this all might get a little messy. I think I love the performance of it, but there's something that feels real in a way that scares the shit out of me. A few years later,
radical empathy. It's the insistent hope that is checked by criticality without falling into cynicism. It's the complexity that confounds us. Radical empathy. It's about facing up to the mechanisms of silence that comes with the normalization of fascism, and knowing what we can continue to be vigilant when we are afraid, just like we know we will be vigilant when we are tired. It's a responsibility that fatigues us. Radical empathy is about being realistic to the conditions of oppression that surrounds us, the harsh light of judgment that immobilizes us, and how a lack of self-care can deplete us. It's the vulnerability of it all that scares us. Radical empathy is working to understand someone else's experience as they are feeling it, and not how we imagine we would feel in their position. It's the earnesty of it all that embarrasses us. Radical empathy is not knowing exactly how. It's not a quick fix. It's not a tried and tested solution, but it's a call to action.
Objection, adolescence, archive,
it's the urgency,
asterisk,
that drives the need for
asylum,
for us.
Becoming, biologics, biometrics, biopolitics, brain imaging, brown boys, capacity, capital, cataloging, child, childhood, cisgender, cisgenderism, cross-dresser, cultural competency, depathologicalization, disability, era, feminism, film, gender self-determination, gorilla, handmade, hips, human rights, identity, international statistical classification of disease and related health problems, intersex, Islam and Islamophobia, LGBT, lines of flight, La Loca, medieval, microaggressions, monster, nature, nomad science, normal, pedagogy, performativity, perfume, phenomenology, pornography, postmodernism, prison industrial complex in the United States, psychoanalysis, psychoanalytical, queer, reveal, revolution, sick, cinephone, somotechnics, somatomorph, sport, the state, subalterrain, surgery, surveillance, symbolic subversion, tattoo, television, temporality, tranifest, tranimals, transability, transbutch, transgender, transition, translations, translationess, us, transmedia, transphobia, transpoetics, transspecies, transxenoestrogenesis, transxenoestrogenesis, umbrella, voice, whiteness, wrong body, exienda.
Yeah, the PSA fiddling, and then, I mean, I don't know how Andreas feels about it, but I also just like where you decided to just do what you wanted to do in some places, Juno, where, I mean, like, I think it's nice that then you see what Andreas has done, and there are some technical things, like the PSA thing, yes, but then if you're listening and you're like, I want to add this here, or switch this here, or put something totally, I think it's kind of nice when you do that.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think, Andreas? Is it okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Then I can do that. I thought it was very elegant. That was the word I kept on thinking about. So then I was like, I mean, like, I always thought I would put in the PSA, like, beginning, ending, that stuff. But then I was like, what multicolored sprinkles can go on there? Maybe it needs to be actually more of, like, a gourmet chocolate nougat sprinkle. Not my usual. Yeah.
I think it would only, what Dubica said, I just thought her emo's so generous, because she actually, like, really listened to it, and not just that it was generous, but then it made me feel more confident. I was like, oh my gosh, she, like, actually, she was, like, getting all the things, all the layers that we were kind of, maybe we hadn't verbalized we were hoping for, but, so it made me more confident in that, okay, a listener is going to be able to pull apart everything we've put in. So in that way, Juno, I think they'll be able to get the gourmet and the sprinkles and they'll be able to pull apart all of it if they're an attentive listener.
Okay. So,
think about the ending, if there is something that we could do there. I don't know if it needs to be another thing that is added, or if it's just a matter of leading in a subject way. Or
I don't think it has to be all like some kind of structured ending thing either, because I mean, I don't think it has to be like some kind of method that we use. every time. I was just, I'm just now thinking this over again, like, maybe subtlety is also, that's not my strong point, subtlety, but maybe that's also, maybe that's also beneficial.
I think you're quite subtle in your own way.
to have something less like, and now here is the ending that they've done in all four tapes. You know, like, it doesn't have to be like that. So.
But what was the ending in the last one? It was this kind of do-do-do-do, this little show tune-y thing I stuck on at the end, I think. I think it's really amazing that it's so well, like, shaped. If you're just, I didn't know you were just, like, walking on the road.
Yeah, I was just walking Rocco, and I got pissed off because he was, like, trying to eat human shit on the corner. And so then I thought, I'm going to make this PSA.
I just think the tone in it is super, super nice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That was my pissed off, sarcastic tone.
Whoa, you have such nice tones. That would not be my tone. Like,
okay.
Yeah, my God. Yeah, tone police. I mean, like, me being happy and people are like, you know, your tone. That tone. It's like, I don't have a resting bitch face, or maybe I do, but I definitely have some kind of resting bitch tone.
Resting bitch tone. Please define. Resting bitch tone. Please refine. Resting bitch tone. Boom chaka. Laka.
Is preserving and strengthening democratic institutions and people's faith in those institutions. What are some principles for a president to follow based on history?
Well, he has to command the airwaves. They need to be able to communicate with the mass public in ways that are attractive to a majority of Americans. But I think Biden is a very storied and politician, whatever he proposes and however he moves forward, he has to be mindful of bringing the public along with him. And it's not so far removed from what Franklin Roosevelt faced.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear.
He understood, as he said in his 33 inaugural address, the country demands action and action now.
It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
His 2017 book is Franklin D. Roosevelt, A